Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Dalid Amud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're finishing up not only Simon Tov Reish Chav Dalid, but we're finishing up Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. Now, we've gone through the first five Sifim in this beautiful Simon, which included in Sif Hei the entire Mechaber, but now we have a Ramot to do. And we discussed towards the end of yesterday's shir, the obligation to make Havdalah on the special candle, the Ner Sheshavas. And we discussed the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and we discussed how you can go and get such a light. So the Ramah now tells us, Hagah, Yesh Omrim, there are those opinions that say, La Havdil al Ner Shabbos HaKnesses. So you should specifically use a candle that was lit in shul, being used to light up the shul for the davening. And this is brought down for the Magid Mishnah, and the Avudram, and the Or Zeruah. As opposed to the next opinion that the Ramah brings down, the Yesh Omrim, She'en LaHavdil Olav, that you should not use such a shul candle, Ela Madlikin Ner Acher Mimenu, but light a candle from the shul candle and use that to make Havdalah. Now what's the understanding over here? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Katan Yud Alef, Rotzel Omer, the first opinion the Ramah is telling us, Shehudlak Mibod Yom, this was obviously lit before Yom Kippur started, and therefore it was Shavas on Yom Kippur, V'dolak Behetter, it was lit all Yom Kippur Behetter, because you lit it before Yom Kippur, V'havi Lei Shavas Mamish, and this is a classical example of an Ner Sheshavas. You didn't use it to cook anything, and therefore it is the perfect candle to use for Matzeh Yom Kippur. That's the first opinion. However, Sif Katan Yud Beis is the Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim says, "Delo nasa rak l'chovar hayom v'lo l'ayir," that this candle was not made for cooking purposes or for use purposes. It was for covet of the Yom Kippur, v'lo l'ayir, and it wasn't really used even for lighting purposes. And therefore, as it says in Mevor b'simen reish sadi ches in Hilchos Shabbos, she'ein mevorchim al zeh, that one should not make Havdalah on such a candle that was lit for covet purposes and not for use purposes. Dershu footnote number 40 brings down, based upon this reasoning, we learned in Simen Reish Tzadi Ches, again, some call it Reish Ches Tzadi, so you don't say the word Ratzach, Shebizmanenu, nowadays, Ein Mevorchim Klal B'Motzi Shabbos Al Ner Shel Beis HaKnesses. We do not use the candles from Shul to go and make Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos, because Hainu Hanero Shedolkim Lefnei Ha'omu Shel HaShlech Tzibur. We're talking about the candles that are found in many shuls that are lit by the Chazen. That's Rak Nasu L'Kovot. Purely for cover purposes, it's not for the chazan to see, because madlikin osom gam bayom. We light them during the day when there's more than enough light to read by. So therefore, ain't tzarich, or you don't need the light of this candle. So it's therefore perfectly purely for kavod, and therefore you don't make havdalah on such a candle. Likewise, he says v'ner she'osu gam lechavod v'gam loyer. If you have a candle that was both for honorific type purposes, but also to provide light. So there, the Bir Halacha brought down, in the name of the Prima Godim, She'ein Levarach Olav, that you don't make Havdalah on such a candle. And the Bir Halacha writes, She'esh Bazeh Machlokas Rishonim, that there are those that disagree. Finally, V'midliku B'tchila L'kavod, if it was originally lit for pure covered purposes. However, Ulubisof B'shtamish B'oloi, but then he used it for light. So then, the Bir Halacha is mistopic in Efshel Levarach Olav, can you or can you not make a brach on such a candle? And he's left with the Tzarachin. And he concluded, Shalachin Tov Shiachaber Saner, it's preferable in that situation for Shabbos to put the light out, Biyachzov Yadlikenu, and then relight it again. That's for Motzi Shabbos. Finally, he brings down if you have a yardsight licht, the Neros Neshama, the Hainu Shahudukul Zecher Nishma Saniftar, a regular yardsight candle. So the Mishnah Berurah said over there, She'ein Levar Chalem, you shouldn't go and use them to make Havdalah. However, Dershu foot number 16 does bring down, Ki Yesh Lo Rak. If you only have a flame in the oven, or you only have a yardsight licht, so then Rav Yosef Shalom al Yashiv Zatzal brings down that you can go and make a brach on them if you have no alternative. And maybe Efshar Shekavanoso Shivarach al Shneim Ukamo B'Ner Shel Beis HaKnesses. As we'll see in a moment, there's a suggestion that you should make the brach on both of them. Yimanu Shach, if it's the Ner Shel Beis HaKnesses is a Ner Sheshavas, great. And if it's not, so then you can rely upon the second opinion that says Madlikin Ner Echer Acher Mimenu. Okay, so this is a complicated sugya, and the Mishnah continues, and he says V'Deya Rishona Sfirula Denasu Lahoyer. According to the first opinion, the candles in shul are also for illumination purposes. And therefore, it's preferable to go make havdala on such a candle, as opposed to milahavdala ner acher shedolak minut, as opposed to taking a havdala candle lit from that. The lo mikre kol kach ur sheshavas. In this situation, where you're lighting another candle to it, it's hard to really call that an ur sheshavas. Kim shlo yob yom kippur. That flame wasn't even around in Yom Kippur, albeit source was, but that flame wasn't. How do we paskin? So the Ramah continues and he says, V'anochon, the best option is lahavdil al shneim biyachad. Follow both opinions. Follow the first opinion that says you should make havdalah preferably on the candle from the shul. But then follow the second opinion that says you really shouldn't make it on the candle from the shul. Ela madlikin ner acher mimenu. So then light a havdalah candle from the candle from the shul and make havdalah on both of them. And that's what the Ramah suggests. The hainu lahadlik ner echod miner beis hakneses. Therefore, do it on both. And he brings us down the name of the Mariel, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Zivkot Yud Gimel, wrote to Lomar, the Ramah is telling us here, in this way, you're going to be Yotze no matter what. As the Dishu foot number 15 brings up from Moshe Feinstein, that's how the Igris Moshe, what I said outside, Shener Shal Beis HaKnesses, Hu Ner Sheshavas, the Shul candle is definitely Ner Sheshavas, but it wasn't used to illuminate. And therefore, when you go light another candle from it, now this is lahayr, this is for illumination, so you have best of both worlds in this situation. Mishnah continues, he says, same thing would happen if you had a candle in your house, that was lit before Yom Kippur started. So, here in this situation as well, yad menu od echod v'yavarach hashtem b'yachad, and then do the same thing, light another candle from it, and be yotzi with both. Because kial also ner shebeveso luchod gam kein eno kedai levarach. Because the candle that you had in your house is also not, according to everybody, okay to make the bracha on that. Because the efshar shu nasa gam kein rach luchavar ayom brings up the chayyadim that this was. Why was this candle lit? It wasn't to have a candle that near Shishavas, it was covered Yom Kippur. And therefore, maybe you can't go and use it. So therefore, he says the same eitz applies to the house as well. Mishnah Berurah continues and quotes, Min haderech hachayim, says, Mashma, the yotze tov sheniach b'veisu lechatchila, ner doluk me'erev Yom Kippur, sheyia doluk ad motzi Yom HaKippurim kidei levarach lav. And therefore, the minhag is, and this is what most people try to do, is to have a specific candle in the house that's called the Ner Sheshavas. And you're not doing this L'Kavod Yom Kippur. You're not doing this for anything other than to have the candle available. I could have used this on Yom Kippur, but I didn't. And now I'm going to make Havdalah on it. And this way, the Yotzev is El Holodeos. Everybody agrees this is perfect. That's the whole purpose. This should be a Ner Sheshavas and not a Ner L'Kavod, not a Ner for Yom Kippur itself, but a Ner Sheshavas. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudalad tells us, if it's impossible to do both, so then you can't make a havdalah on both the candle from the shul and the candle that you lit from the candle from shul. So then what should you do? Mutuv lahavdil al ner acher, shadolku mimenu, luchud, miner beis hakness luchud. So better to go take a separate candle that you lit from the shul candle. If you can only do one of the two, do that rather than the shul candle. When we call makom, nevertheless, if avar uberech al neir shabeis hakneses muvat. But if you did make havdalah on the shul candles, ain tzarich lachzor l'varach al neir acher. Then you don't have to make havdalah again. Find another candle, not necessarily, because shaneir shalanu asuim gam loyer. Because certainly our candles are also used for illumination and not just l'kavod Yom Kippur. Shalom ispalon l'yorim, because the people in shul would daven by them. Again, today we have electric lights. None of this is really applicable. Then he tells us that in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, the minhag is not to fast, even for a yard site. Yom Shemes Bo'aviv Imo. Some have the custom that they fast on the day of the yard site. But if it comes out on the days between Sukkot and Yom Kippur, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, then we don't fast. Why? Shehem Yimei Simcha. These are great days. Shayu Mechanchim Bohem HaMizbeach Mei Shlomo Melech. Because when Shlomo Melech put the Beis HaMikdash into place, it was mechanech, it was initiated, inaugurated during this period of time, and therefore these are great days of simcha. The issue foot number 17 points out, v'misane a tanis chalom b'shabbos, if somebody did a tanis chalom on Shabbos, and therefore he has to do a makeup day for it, then you could do it, he brings down earlier, shegam b'yom elu yochel esanos tanis latanisu. You could go and fast on this day between Sukkot and Yom Kippur and Sukkot, if you have to. And if you did fast during this period of time for a Tanis Chalom, because as we pointed out previously, you're supposed to fast a Tanis Chalom that night that you had a Tanis Chol, ideally you should fast the next day. So here, you're not supposed to fast during this period of time between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Nevertheless, you don't have to do a makeup for it like if you fasted on Shabbos. Finally, b'mchalom chalom b'yom ha-kippurim, v'rotzeh l'sanos al-kach, if you had a bad dream on Yom Kippur, so you want to fast the day for it. So the Matthew Prime brings down, ein lo l'sanos b'lo yom. Don't do that fast day between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Yisana yom ha-acher. Achri ha-chag ha-sukkot. So go fast another day after Sukkot is over. Mishnah continues and says, "B'yom Shachar Yom Kippur, Mashkim Leis HaKnesses, the day after Yom Kippur, you get up early to go to shul. Why? Kadesh Lo Yenira Chas V'Shalom Shanu Hayinu Nichnoyin Lo Rak B'Eish Anu Tzrichim Levakesh Al Dineinu." So it shouldn't look like, "Oh, we were really good only when we needed something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu." But now that Yom Kippur has come and we Baruch Hashem all got a nice clean bill of health, so now we're going to just sleep late. So therefore, you bedafka show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, I want to be close to you still. I want to do everything right. And we bedafka get up early the day after Yom Kippur to go daven. Then we go back to the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ushar dine ner, ein le'el simen reish sadiches. He says, all the other halachos of the Havdalah candle, they were discussing Hochul Shabbos and simen reish sadiches, or reish ches tzadi, as I mentioned. Then the Ramah continues, V'ochlin, we eat Motzi Yom Kippur, smechim, we're very happy Motzi Yom Kippurim, Dehevei Kitzas Yontif. As we pointed out before, this is a Yontif for a person. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Tezvot tells us, Kedisa B'Medrash, the Bas Kol Yotzim Motzi Yom Kippurim, a voice rings out from Shemayim on Motzi Yom Kippur, V'omeres, Lech Echol B'Simcha V'Gomer. All the Jewish people, Yibarich Hashem, been forgiven, and go and eat B'Simcha. The issue for number 8 he brings down, U'B'Yotzim Yom Kippur, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. If Shabbos was Yom Kippur, so now Matzah Yom Kippur is also Matzah Shabbos, so we have a din of Malava Malka, are you mechuyev to have Malava Malka on this night? What's the nafkamina? So he brings out from the Sefer Shabbos Shabbason, if a person was sick, Shalot Zombi Yom Kippur, he didn't fast on Yom Kippur, there ain't no time of lechel but Matzah Yom Kippur, he has no appetite now, he had to nebuch eat on Yom Kippur, and now he's not hungry. Hay mitzol of lechel Malava Malka, is there a din of Malava Malka that he should force himself to eat? Likewise, Besudas Malava Malka, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchos Shabbos, Sheish Lechol Pas, you specifically should have bread. So does that apply here as well? So Yosef Shalom El Yashiv Zatzal brings down Sheish Lechol Sudas Malava Malka, that yes, you should eat of Sudas Malava Malka. On the other hand, Rav Sternbuch Shlita brings down in his Tshuvos V'Hanhagos, She'ein Oz Chiyav Lechol Sudas Malava Malka. On Matzah Yom Kippur, which is Matzah Shabbos, you don't have to go and have Malava Malka. The Ramah continues and he writes, Yesh machmirim lasu shnei yomim yom kippurim. There are those that are machmir to have 2 days of Yom Kippur, and the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Tezayin, Mishum Sfeika the Yomah, because we're not sure which day is which. However, everybody agrees that you just daven 1 day of Yom Kippur, the next day is the Tefillah Shalchol, and you put Tefillah on the second day. However, he says, "Ach piyutim uslichus yuchlo lo mark yiratzonim." But you can say as many slichus and piyutim as you want. Begam zel yomer besochat tefila rakach shmon esrei. But don't say during the middle of shmon esrei. Say them after the shmon esrei. Likewise, gamol yikru betorah afil vayichal. We don't lane and we don't read vayichal. So in some ways we treat it as Yom Kippur. In many other ways we do not. And as we'll see, this is not strongly recommended to be done because we are weak and it's difficult to fast 2 days in a row. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Kushchol Yom Kippur Yom Chamishi." When Yom Kippur falls out on a Thursday, asurim acherim lohachlem tzorchi Shabbos v'shilim be'er Shabbos. If you're holding a second Yom Kippur, so then Friday is your Yom Kippur. You can't have other people cook for you. Shul Yom Kippur shalem. For you, it's Yom Kippur. Ach yochlu macherim shalohir b'vishulat. But other people are allowed to go cook for themselves, and then you can eat by them on Friday night as long as they weren't marbe specifically for you. Then he brings down Yeshomim to me. If somebody did 2 days Yom Kippur one time, he can't go back. The Tzorach Lasos King Koyomav, and he has to do that the rest of his life. It's as if he took a neder upon himself to do this. However, if he does Hataras Nedarim, which is what the Ramah tells us, you can do Hataras Nedarim. And the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Zayin, tells us, Hainu, im nischarid, if he's upset and he's wishes he hadn't done this, I was there to have 2 days Yom Kippur, and Rosh Lasos King doesn't want to continue doing this. He can go in front of the Beis Din and do Ataras Nedarim based upon the fact that he doesn't want to have 2 days of Yom Kippur. If a person said, "No, I'm only taking upon myself to do 2 days of Yom Kippur one time," and he said, "I'm not accepting upon myself to do this all the time," then Eino Tzarech Hatar. Then he certainly doesn't need Ataras Nedarim. The Mishnah Berurah here is quoting what I didn't yet read in the Ramah. So let's read in the Ramah first. Ain linhog b'chor mezu mishum diyesh lachos shiavah lizakana. The Ramah brings out from the Arzurah that one shouldn't adopt this custom of fasting 2 days for Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah Berurah continues over here and he says, ki b'emes medina ain lachos. We really don't need to have 2 days Yom Kippur. D'anan b'kiyin b'kviya d'yarcha. We really know when Yud Tishrei is. They know some king rak mishum minog shenogu avoseinu, and the whole idea of having 2 days of yontif in chutz laaretz is because we're following the minog avoseinu. Ubiyom akipurim lo nohagu avoseinu kain, and this was never accepted as a custom by our forefathers, and therefore one doesn't need to do this. Im kain loma ninhog anachdu. Therefore, why would you do this? And therefore, nobody really should be taking upon themselves, at least not routine people, should not be taking upon themselves to fast 2 days of kippur. In the Shaaretz Zion Os Chafal, if he brings down, ki rov hatzibur en yichol l'sanos beiz yomim. Most people can't accept upon this upon themselves. It's too difficult. V'lo tiknu b'zeh l'asos shnei yomim. The rabbis never instituted this, certainly for the Hamon Am, for most people. The Ramah continues and he says, Mishim is aneh tanis chalom l'mocharas yom kippur. If somebody had a fast, that he's fasting the day after Yom Kippur because of a bad dream. So this isn't considered like he's fasting 2 days around Yom Kippur, and ein sorach l'sanos koyomim. And he brings that for the Minhagim. He certainly doesn't have to go and fast every year 2 days. Like we said, if he was fasting L'Shem Yom Kippur, he would have to. Furthermore, the Ramah says, Einomim techinos. We don't say techinos. We don't say various types of supplications, including tachnun. V'lo tzutz. Tzutz, we've mentioned many times, is the abbreviation, whether you're Ashkenaz or Sfarad, for the three psukim that begin, Sidkoscha, Vitzidkoscha, and Sidkoscha. Ashkenaz and Sfarad say them in the exact opposite order, 1-2-3 or 3-2-1. But it has the same abbreviation. That's why tzutz is used. So we don't say that as well on the days between Yom Kippur until Sukkot. So we don't say Trinos, we don't say Tzutz, we don't say all of these things between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yudches, likewise, V'lo Prokim, the custom is not to read Pirkei Avos, I assume that's what he means by Prokim, V'lo Shir HaMalos, we also like that, don't say Shir HaMalos, Avol HaMatzeach, V'kel Erech HaPayim Omrim, but we do say L'Matzeach in between Ashrei and Avol HaTzion, and we say V'kel Erech HaPayim on Monday and Thursday. Now, Tishavu number 19 does bring down that the Yerod Sons that we say on Monday and Thursday, after Kriyas HaTorah, Eino Mimosom B'yomim Shenomim Tachdun. We don't say them on days you don't say Tachdun. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'yesh B'kol Moshav B'erev, Sukkos Eino Mimatzeach. There are those places that don't say on Erev Sukkos, L'Matzeach, in between Asher and Vol Tzion. However, Avol Kel Erech HaPayim, they do say, and Tishavu number 20 says, this is an exception to the rule, that normally Kel Erech HaPayim and L'Matzeach go together. Finally, the Ramah concludes, and he says, "V'medaktikin, those that are especially zealous in the performance of mitzvos, maschilin miyad b'motzi Yom Kippur. Immediately after Yom Kippur is over, they make their sukkah. Basiyas ha'sukkah, kidei lotzeis mitzvah to go from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. He brings down the name of the Mariel, the Minhagim, that goes by Manios, and the Mari Vial. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yutes tells us, "Uviyom ha'mocharas yasekula. You just have to start it on Motzi Yom Kippur. You're tired, you're hungry. You don't have to finish it then. You finish it the next day, and that's perfectly good." As we will, Mietz Hashem, start tomorrow the beautiful series of halachos of Sukkah, which will begin with Simen Tov Reish Chaf Hei tomorrow. With this, we conclude halachos Yom HaKippurim, Simen Tov Reish Chaf Dalet, and today's shir.